Disclaimer, this is a personal podcast, so any views, opinions, and recommendations are purely for entertainment purposes only and does not intend to malign any other culture, religions, organizations, individual, anyone, or anything. Tandaan, lahat po na aking opinion ay mula sa puso, trulalu at walang halong eklubo. We're now listening to Ang Babaeng Bakla Podcast, mga kwentong trulalu at walang halang eklabo. Ayan, good morning! Good morning mga bakla. Ayan. Hello, kamusta naman kayo? Sorry naman, no? Like, it's been a month? It's been a month ba since I last uploaded something here? I forgot. Pero yun, welcome back. Yes. Welcome back po sa Mabaing Bakla Podcast. So ako pa rin, ang inyong lingkod, ang inyong host na si Jess, J-E-S-S. So as usual, ako na naman mag-isa. And this is just a random, a random content. So bigla ko na naisip na, okay, I just need to let this all out. Pero yun nga. So here we are. And kamusta naman kayo? Mga Inday o mga Mars. Mga bakla. Mga, alam yarn. Anong ganap sa inyong buhay? Kamusta, kamusta? Sana may sumagot, no? Charot. Pero yun nga. Ayun, this is another episode of SKL. Share ko lang episode. It's Monday. Actually, it's not Monday na pala. Sorry, kasi medyo baliktad ang aking, ang aking body clock. Oo, kasi ako'y graveyard shift. Pero still, it's a Monday shift for me. So, hayaan nyo na. Basta, it's Monday, so it's a rant day, you know. It's my Monday mood. I'm feeling a lot of feelings. Tama ba yun? I'm feeling, basta yun, ang dami kong nararamdaman na I need to, you know, to share. This is like a bit personal, which is, I think, lagi naman akong personal, no, sa mga previous episodes ko, so. Too much information, TMI, ganun. Pero, ayan. Still, wala kayong choice, makinig na lang kayo, charot. Pero, yun nga. So, it's Monday. Alam mo yun, it's super tamad day. Like, shit, Monday na naman. And I'm recording this right now while I'm working. You know, so, ayun. Ang dami ko lang gustong ichika sa mga ganap-ganap nitong mga nakaraang linggo. Oo, nakaraang buwan sa aking buhay. Kasi, I'm torn in between being thankful and being sad and lonely in these days. Kasi, di ba, with my previous episode, if you have listened to it, nagka-COVID ako and ang pamilya ko, di ba? So, medyo at the lowest tayo. Hindi pala medyo at the lowest tayo noong mga panahon na yon. So, I'm really, really thankful, no, na nalagpasan namin yun. Pero these days, talagang sinusubok ang aking pasensya, oo, no, na parang gusto kong maging thankful sa mga maliliit na bagay, pero yung mga maliliit na bagay na rin yun yung nagbibigay sa akin ng stress. Alam niyo yun, na parang I wanna be happy that I'm alive and kicking in this problematic world. Pero at the same time, parang gabutil na lang yung pasensya ko sa lahat ng bagay these days. I don't know if nakaka-relate ba kayo, pero talaga sinusubok ang aking katatagan. So, ayun, no? So, chika ko lang. And baka makarinig na naman kayo ng mga, alam mo yung keyboard clackings and my mouse, dyan, tunog, no? Kasi nga, I'm working while I'm recording this. Pero, ayan, It's Monday, so it's a rant day. Well, Tuesday na pala to pag na-post ko, no? Kasi it's, anong oras na mga? It's 3 o'clock. So more likely, like around 4 a.m. I'll be posting this one. And, ayan nga. So, chika ko lang, no? So, of course, ayan, di-recover na si ate mo, girl. So, very, very nice ang naging progress, ng aking rest. A lot of tests happened. Like, just to make sure na I'm okay, na nothing major happened sa katawan ko because of COVID, ganyan. So, my doctor suggested na I'll do, like, x-ray, ECG, and laboratory, you know, just to make sure. And fortunately, we're all okay. Both of my parents, I actually advise them to do the same, no? Wala naman masama eh. And we have this anong tawag dito? We have this HMO cards naman na cover yung insurance. Ayun nga pala, no? Singit ko na lang din. Speaking of HMO cards in, you know, insurance, like, it's really, really a big help, guys. Like, paano ba? Katulad namin and katulad ng parents ko na, diba, they're both with comorbidities. So, every now and then, like, hindi pala every now and then, it's a regular thing for them to do checkups, to do follow-up checkups with their respective doctors, whatever doctor it is na special, ano, specialty ba yung tawag doon? Ano ba, parang specializes. Yung specialty, ginawang ano, ginawang ulam, ginawang pagkain, shoot-a-miss. Pero yun, like, they whatever doctor na specializes dun sa sakit nila. So, they are doing regular checkups with them. So, imagine the gastos every month. Like, the usual, I'm not particularly sure kung how much yung doctor fee, no, nung sa kanila, pero let's say like around 500 or 700 eh monthly mong gagawin yun. And then every month they're doing laboratory testing as well, kasi the doctors really wanna make sure na okay lahat ng substances yung mga test, yung dugo or whatever na nangyayari sa katawan nila. And yung request na hinihingi ng doctors, like I saw this laboratory request one time sa mom ko, no, yung pinapagawa sa kanya. And then sinamahan ko din siya magpa-laboratory nung time na yun. And then this nurse na nagpapa-approve for the HMO cards or the insurance, kasi nga covered nga nung insurance card nila. Like, I mean, ako yung main holder, pero they're my dependents, so they're covered still. Papa-approve yung nurse. Alam yun. This is the, ano, tawag siya dun sa, ano tawag dun? Dun sa HMO provider namin, tawag siya. Parang, we will be doing this test po. And then, this is the test, ganyan, the amount, and the ganto, and the ganyan, and the ganyan. And then, after that, parang sinabi niya, like, around 4,800, mga ganun, may mga butal-butal, like, shit, 4,000? Para lang sa, alam mo yun, para sa mga test na ganun, na you wanna make sure na you're okay, ganyan, and walang masama nangyari sa'yo, 4,000, and then every month, gagawin mo yun. Like, imagine the gastos and sakit sa bulsa nung ganung amount. Eh, my mom kasi has CKD, so it's chronic kidney disease. If you're familiar with it, if you're not, you can just search it out. Pero it's CKD. So, they are really monitoring yung dugo and some other substances sa katawan niya, kasi nga, medyo delicates, medyo delikado yung CKD. Pero hindi pa naman siya nandoon sa anong tawag dito, sa punto na she needs to do anong tawag doon? Ang tawag doon? Dialysis. Yun. So, kaya siya minomonitor monthly kasi ayaw ng doctors, and of course kami na umabot pa sa dialysis para makorek yung nangyayari sa katawan niya. So fortunately, her body is responding well sa gamot, no. Pero yun nga yung sinasabi ko. So imagine if someone, or let's say kami na lang din. Let's say kami na lang din. Let's say I don't have any insurance at all. They're not my dependents. We don't have any coverage sa HMO cards or whatsoever. Tapos, sariling pera lang namin yung gagamitin namin to do the medication, no? Yung lab tests, yung follow-up checkups, and yung gamot as well. Imagine the gastos. And my mom's medicine right now, yung mga gamot niya, hindi siya biro. I mean, hindi siya yung sabihin mong around 500, okay ka na for a month. No, it's libo talaga. And, di ba, imagine gamot plus the test every month. Saan kukunin ng normal na mamamayang Pilipino yung ganung amount? Di ba? So, wala lang. Naisip ko lang na parang, ayun nga, di ba, sabi ko sa inyo, I want to be thankful with the little things right now. Kasi 'di ba with what happened to us with the COVID and such. Parang I want to be thankful na I have these little things that keep me going, no? That keep me sane. Pero at the same time, those little things, kapag inisip mo siya ng malaliman, it also gives you stress. So I'm in between of being thankful and stressed out about everything. 'Di ba? Ayan, thankful ako cause I have this what do you call this one? I have this insurance for them, pero at the same time I'm being stressed out na shit, paano pala kung wala? Alam mo 'yon? Ganun. So feeling ko ako lang din yung nagbibigay ng stress sa sarili ko, pero I don't know what's happening to me, pero ang dami kong stressfulness. Ang dami kong kaganapan sa mga panahon na to, no? And I don't have the same energy as before. When we say before, mga 1 month ago, mga 2 months ago. Kasi ngayon, like, hindi ko alam kung bakit, pero parang hindi napapawi ang aking pagod, no? Yung physical tiredness ko. Gusto ko na forever matulog. Oo, sure. Parang, I don't know. Like, yung attention span ko, super, super ikli. Kasi, hindi ko alam kung nabanggit ko na ba sa inyo, pero I'm into Korean culture. I'm into Korean culture, no? So, of course, when we say Korean culture, and then K-dramas, yung Korean series, what do you call this one? K-pop as well, ganyan. And then their culture, like the food itself, and so on, and ganyan. So, I'm really, really interested in Korean culture. And when I say I'm addicted to watching K-dramas, like, literally, like, I can go, 3, 4, 5 ongoing series, K-drama series na pinapanood ng sabay-sabay. Like, it's a part of my daily routine to watch them. Kasi, of course, they have schedules, di ba? Like, katulad sa Pinas, na parang, not really sa Pinas, pero, the usual schedule na pag by Monday, they have this ganitong K-drama, and Tuesday, and so on and so forth. And me being, a K-drama addict, it's like a part of my routine. Like, okay, by Monday, I'll be watching this and such and such and ganon. Tapos this, wala akong energy, te. Like, parang sapilitan pa makatapos ng isang episode, ganon. Pero, ang tagal naman ang tinututo ko sa phone. Like, yung usual na phone, yung phone average time ko. Like, ayan, scroll lang, TikToks, watch TikToks, ganun. Pero yung kinukonsume ko na time sa panonood ng kung ano-ano sa TikToks and Facebook or another thing na ginagawa ko sa phone ko. Like, I can consume the same amount of episodes na dapat na napanood ko sa K-dramas na yon, di ba? I mean, yun, nagkagets nyo ba ako? Pero, ayun nga, parang yung attention span ko talaga, like, super, super ikli these days. And yun nga yung sabi ng friend ko na, kaya din siguro daw patok yung TikTok. Kasi it's just, like, a minute or two, three. I'm not sure if they have updated it kasi parang nakikita ko parang may mga 8 minutes na yata sa TikTok ng mga vids. And that's like a little short amount of time. You get entertained, you know, you get amazed by different videos, you get sad, you get a lot of emotions by just watching like a minute or two short vids, diba? Eh, ewan ko, siguro yun yung parang pampapatok din ng TikTok. But yeah, yung attention span ko ngayon ang lala and hindi ako makapag-focus. Parang I just wanna rest. Rest, 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 rest lang. No. Hi. Anyway, so yun nga. Ito pala yung main kwento ko. Diba, ang layo na narating ko. Sorry guys. And yeah, wala akong energy to do anything. Pero madaldal pa rin ako. Oo. And pansin ko na I'm stressed. Ano, paano ba? Kaya ko alam na I'm stressed kasi grabe yung takaw ko these days. So, sa mga nakakakilala sa akin, like even before, aware sila talaga na I'm skinny. I'm on a skinny side. When we say skinny, like around 40 lang yung timbang. Ganyan. And never talaga akong nanaba. Like, alam mo yun, may perks and may cons, oo, no? Kapag payat ka kasi yung mga dress and ano mo, paano ba? Parang even years after, magagamit pa rin siya kasi hindi ka naman lumalaki eh. So, I have those clothes na parang yung mga pambahay na parang high school pa lang gamit ko na. Tapos hanggang ngayon, gamit ko pa rin siya. Kasi hindi nga ako lumalaki. So, I'm on the skinny side, like literal, ever since the world began. Charot. Yun nga. So, I'm on the skinny side. And then, I'm pandemic lang pala yung makakapagpataba sa akin. Kasi, I mean, proud na ako ng ganito yun, ha? Ganito yung nilaki ko. Kasi, from last time na I've checked, nung nasa work pa ako, that is before pandemic, I'm 43 kilograms. Never akong lumagpas ng 45. Parang pinaka-max ko is 45 na before. Tapos, nagtimbang ako nitong nakaraan. I'm 49 kilograms na. 49 and something. Like, may butal. And I'm super proud. Like, parang, shit, may chance palang madaba pa ako. Kasi I'm really, really hoping na kahit man lang magkalaman ako before, ganun. Kasi, alam mo yun, parang, paano ba? Kasi may mga ganung moments tayo na you will lose confidence kasi feeling mo it's not, I mean the way you dress or the way you the way na makita ka ng ibang tao, like kasi hirap naman kasi sa mga Pinoy kapag nakakita ng payat or nakakita ng mataba, like they really have to blurt it out, like huy, ang payat mo, ano, uwi, kumakain ka pa ba? Parang isang bulate na lang hindi nakapirma sa'yo. Mga ganyan. So, of course, I mean, sanay na akong makarinig ako noon ng ganun before. Na parang, oo nga eh. Wala eh. Never naman ako tumabay. Kailan ba ako tumabay? Yung mga ganung response na yun. Pero, pag kasi pa ulit-ulit mong naririnig, it's getting, ano eh, parang ba? Parang, you're getting frustrated na din at the same time. Na parang, oo nga, bakit ba kasi hindi ako tumataba? Ano mo yun? Yung mga ganung moments mo. And, So, ayun nga. So, hindi nga ako tumataba and such. So, ngayon, tumaba ako. Parang super happy na parang, shit, I have a chance pala na tumaba. Na parang, ay, may pag-asa. Mga ganun. So, na-stress naman ako. Sabi ko nga sa inyo, guys. I'm torn between being thankful and being stressed out by everything. So, syempre, tumaba nga ako. So, yung mga damit na hindi ko nasusuot before, or I mean, sinusuot ko pero it's not like the way it's supposed to be fitted sa katawan mo. Ano ba yan? Yung parang, oh, it's cute, but it's not really that good on you. I mean, this is just my personal opinion. It's not like may nagsabi nito sa akin. Pero alam mo yun, alam mo naman kasi sa sarili mo if the damit is bagay sa'yo or hindi. So, I have this stacks ng damit na parang bihira-bihira kong isuot kasi nga pakiramdam ko, it's not really or my body did really, ano ba? My body is not really giving it the justice it deserves. Ang haba ng sinabi. Pero yun nga, hindi siya bagay sa akin. Hindi ko rin sinasabing bagay na siya sa akin ngayon, pero mas maganda siyang tingnan kasi I have the body fats that I needed. Tama ba yun? Ano ba yun? Yung parang, ay, ang cute. Kasi yung mga skinny jeans na although hindi na masyadong uso ang skinny jeans ngayon, pero the fact na I can wear it confidently na ngayon, na kasi, alam mo yung may taba na yung legs ko, ganun. And I can confidently, paano ba? I can confidently do crop tops na ganyan kasi nga it's not really it's hindi na maluwag yung mga pants mga ganyan pero at the same time I'm super stressed naman kasi hindi ko na prepare yung sarili ko na lalaki ako alam mo yun na parang shit lahat nagsikipan tas ang dami kong hindi na masuot naman na ngayon kasi lumaki nga ako. And then yung sad part is kasi nga Diyos ko naman yung mga kahit yung mga sapatos ko before Diyos ko parang ilang years na sa akin hanggang ngayon nagagamit ko pa rin I mean hanggang before ako tumaba nagagamit ko pa rin siya kasi nga never naman ako lumaki so I don't have any idea as to alam mo yung what will happen if tataba ako ganyan so of course ganyan parang nakaraang anong tawag dito? Nakaraang gala. I was busy, trying out the clothes na hindi ko na nagagamit before kasi of course work from home ako. So hindi na rin ako nakakalabas, bihirang bihira and pag lumalabas naman ako parang always parang shorts lang ganyan pero yun the usual gala clothes, yung mga outside clothes ko, hindi ka na nagagamit. So, I was trying out some clothes before na hindi ko nagagamit. And, tinay ko na rin yung mga lumang ko sapatos. Like, ano, yung partner and see if they're matching, ganyan. Day, parang kalahati yata ng mga sapatos na nakatago sa akin, hindi na kasha. Like, kasha siya, pero masikip. Alam mo yun, yung parang feeling mo, hindi ka pa makakaabot sa sakayan, masakit na at puro paltos na yung side ng paa mo. So, na-stress ako. Sabi ko, shit! Paanong nangyaring gano'n na? Tapos, one of my friend mentioned na kapag nanaba ka daw, pati yung paa, I mean, lahat. I mean, lahat lalaki. Tapos, sabi ko, ganun ba yun? Yung mga, kasi naman, dahil yung size ng paa ko, size 5 lang. Like, size 5 na, women's, ganyan. Minsan pa nga, maluwag pa nga yung size 5 na kung anumang sapatos yan. Tapos ngayon, mahabata na siya ng size 7, kasi ang laki na ng entrada. Alam mo yung width nung paa ko. So, na-stress ako, yung mama ko pa. Yung mudang ko. Like, hala, sige, lamon pa. Yung mga ganun. Parang, pero they're stressing, paano ba? Parang, they're thankful na nabarin ako. Ano ba yun? Parang, they have this glowing ano proud moment pag nakikita nila ako na hala nanawa ka na tapos at the same time hala ang anyare parang mga ganon tapos ako din eh kasi kaya ako nagsukat din nung mga damit nitong nakaraan kasi nga ayun pala nag back to office kami para last week lang hindi ko rin man kasi alam din kung anong iniisip ng PEZA. Ano ang meaning ng PEZA? Philippine Economic Zone Authority. So, they have this power over the companies, private sectors. Ganyan. And they have this memorandum saying na kailangan na daw bumalik ng work from home people, like 10% of them sa office. So, kailangan may 10% katao na magbabalik sa office. And we were thinking na, tama ba yun? Di ba dapat sila nga yung nagpapatupad to not go outside or para mapigilan yung pagkalat ng COVID? Like, why would you require people to go back to the office just because you need people there? Di ba? So, of course, our company doesn't have any say to that kasi it's a memorandum from PEZA and they're under PEZA, so of course kami under ng company then wala kaming magagawa. The only good thing about it is that hindi ko pala pa siya masasabing good thing. I'm not sure if I should be thankful or what kasi unong pumasok sa isip ko shit babiyahe ako. Oh, this is another cause. I think this is another cause of my stress these days, no? Kasi, nabalik ako ng office and yung pamasahe ko, like, doble ng ginagastos ko before. Kasi, di ba, you know how the public vehicles are, paano ba, lessening the capacity, no, per vehicle. So, yung van na sinasakyan ko, that just costing around 100 beef ay sorry 60 pesos before tapos sa ngayon 100 na siya 120 pag pauwi so balikan from here to ano tapos syempre hindi lang van yung sasakyan ko so alam mo yun, may tricycle pa may jeep pa so that's like around 300 per day tama ba yun 300 per day tapos one ah anyway so the thing is, yung napagkasunduan nila is that parang it's gonna be like rotation. Kasi 'di ba? Ay, nasabi ko na ba na I'm working on a call center company? Pero yun, it's a BPO company so of course, ang daming empleyado and 10% lang naman yung hinihingi ng PEZA, right? So what they did is that parang nag random kineso sila in a rotation and may schedule parang 1 week lang. So ako nauna ako last week. So 1 week ako doon. And stress ang kaluluwa ko o kaya siguro kakaiba rin yung pagod ko ngayon. Kasi nga 1 week ka lang doon pero the gastos like around 1.5 na kasi 300 per day eh. So, 1.5. So, may hazard pay daw. And they're providing 200 pesos sa hazard pay for travel expenses or whatnot. And abonado pa ako ng 100. Tama ba yun? Stress ako. Tapos, yung vehicles dito, I mean yung van, per se, ano, antag dito, hanggang 6 o'clock lang. So, yung pasok ko, 8 o'clock. So, dapat 5 p.m., nakaalis na ako dito sa amin para umabot ako doon sa 6 p.m. na last trip. So, parang wala pang 7, nandun na ako sa trabaho. Tama ba yun? Like, super aga ko talaga. So, parang iniisip ko na lang talaga na parang, shit, 1 week lang to, 1 week lang to, 1 week lang to. Na-survive ko naman, pero ang dami kong hinanakit. Ang dami kong hinanakit kasi, I don't know, parang, hindi rin naman tama kasi na umalis ako dun sa kumpanya dahil lang papabalikin kami sa office. Kasi 1 week lang naman yun. Pero at the same time, galit ako kasi wala rin naman ako magagawa. Alam mo yun, parang lunok na lang talaga and pasensya na parang ewan ko ba. And kasi unang pumasok din sa utak ko na parang, huy, ano, kagagaling ko lang ng COVID, kaka-recover ko lang, tapos back to office na naman ako na, alam mo yun, Manila kasi yung workplace ko. Manila, and then, alam mo yun, yung exposure ko na naman sa mga tao. Like, parang, ha? Parang hindi ba ako pwede magpahinga ng fully without me thinking of anything at all? Like, work-work lang. Kahit nga yung work, kinatatamaran ko, charot. Parang, shit, bakit ba kailangan tayo magtrabaho para mabuhay? Alam mo yun? Super, super, ano ako, super stress ako sa mga bagay-bagay ngayon na parang, ay, siguro sa ibang tao na parang, oh, ba yan, ang ano lang naman, kumbaga, ang babaw. It's not like, it's a huge problem at all. Pero kasi pag nag-ipon-ipon siya sa'yo, nakakapraning. 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 Oo, yun ang masasabi ko. And it's really affecting your health, tama ba? Kasi pansin ko rin sa akin, alam mo yun, naglalabasan lahat, like, yung stress kineso, like, yung after effects nun, you know, yung mga hair falls and such. I'm super thankful na lang din siguro na I have friends where I can or whom I can talk to freely without me being judged at all. Kasi it's good to really have a support system. Like, if hindi mo man makuha yan sa pamilya mo, kahit sino, I mean, it's as long as it is really giving you a positive impact, no? Kasi I have friends na I can talk to whenever I want to. Like, without me being judged. Like, shit, bakla, I have this problem, shit, I have this ganyan. Kahit nga siguro pagpupo, regla na ikukwento ko sa kanila and they're not being, you know, judgmental about it. Like, I can just, di ba sabi ko nga sa inyo, I'm an only child, so, of course, it's not easy for me to share everything to my parents. And it's not like they can relate to me as well. Like, we have this huge generation gap na kahit anong gawin mo, hindi mo papagtatagpo. So, we have, I mean, I have this limitation or I have like a limit to what I can tell and talk to them. Diba? Say, I mean, you want to share everything, pero mahirap ipaliwanag in a way na magigets nila agad-agad. So, maiipon lang yung frustration mo. But if you have friends or kahit hindi friends, if you have a special someone na can really understand you, that can really, paano ba? Nandiyan lang sa tabi mo, kahit nandiyan lang sa tabi mo, just by listening to you rant and being, you know, allowing you to be crazy for a day just to let it all out. Ang laking tulong na niya. It's actually one of the main reason why I'm still sane these days. Though I'm not really sure if I'm sane, pero alam mo yun, they're actually the one that keeps me going. Those little things na alam mo yun, napapasaya, napapatawa ka, and lalo na ngayon na, anong tawag dito? Lalo na ngayon na, alam mo yun, pandemic, we can't really just go to whoever house Whosoever else na available, di ba? So, iyon. And a huge part na rin kasi na I'm working from home. So, my safe space and my work environment is all in one place. So, I don't have the boundaries. I don't have the... Anong tawag doon? I don't have a way to separate these things. Kasi, yung trabaho ko nasa kwarto ko lang din. Which is, dapat yun yung safe space ko. Diba? Kasi, hindi ka tulad dati na pag nasa trabaho ka, you're outside. If you're stressed at work, parang you have something to look forward na, shit, pag uwi ko, matutulog talaga ako ng bonggang-bongga. Finally, I have, or I am in my own bedroom. Diba? It's somehow your safe space eh. Pero dahil you're working at home, wala nang boundary, wala nang line between your safe space and your work environment. So it's super stressful. At the same time, wala ka pang makausap. I mean, dito ko lang din kasi naman talaga na-realize na I'm socially awkward, pero I'm super extrovert kapag kasama ko yung mga friends ko. So, those chikahan sa trabaho na everyday kang may makikita ang katrabaho, everyday mo makikita yung mga kaibigan mo, chikahan to the max while working, it actually has a huge impact on my mental health. Tama ba yun? Mental health talaga yung term na ginamit ko kasi it's keeping me sane. Na parang, oh, I have someone na nakaka-relate dahil bad trip ako sa work ko, bad trip din siya sa work niya. So, ano yun? You can share both of your frustration to each other na parang, girl, bakla, putang ina, yung trabaho ko, ganito, ganyan, ganyan, ganon, di ba? And I cannot really tell it out loud here in my house. Kasi they're not really that familiar with my work. I mean, I can explain it, pero it's not that deep or it's not that well enough for them to fully understand kung ano ba yung trabaho na meron ako, di ba? So, ayun. Kaya, it's really, really good for you to have like a support system. Kasi ang laking tulong na nagagawa nun. Kahit yung may mapagsabihan ka lang na bakla, pagod na ako. Hindi man nila nabibigay yung exact payo na pupwede sa'yo, pero the fact na may someone na nakikinig sa mga hinaing mo sa buhay, it's a good start. Kasi they're willing to listen to you. Diba, you have someone na you can count on. And ayun nga. So, dahil nandito ako ngayon, charot, so dahil ginagawa ko to, kayo yung ginagawa kong ano, rant, anong tawag doon? Rant, ano? Hala, anong term doon? Basta yun. Kayo yung tagasalo ng mga rants ko. Oo, yun. Tinagalog ko na lang. Hindi ko maalala yung... Anong tag doon? Hindi ko maalala yung term. Oo. Sihan. Wait lang pala. Andadlal ko, guys. Nakalimutan ko yung trabaho ko. Wait lang. Suta. Wait lang. Very, very light, no? Tatrabaho nga pala ako. Ano ba yun? Wait lang. Very light. Okay. There you go. So, iyon. And, so, yun nga. Diba, bumalik nga ako sa office. And, like, 1,500 na agad yung nagastos ko for a week lang. Kasi nga 300, 300 a day. Tama ba yun? Grabe yung gastos para lang sa isang linggo. Na parang feeling ko na makakaabot na siguro ako ng Batangas kung, kung nag 300 a day ako. Eh, ang hindi lang ano dun is that hindi ako pagod. I mean, it's not really a mahirap na biyahe kasi nga van naman yung sinasakyan. It's just, ang problema ko lang is super aga ko nga dapat magising. Kasi nga, naghahabol ako ng last trip. So, pagdating ko dun, parang, alam mo yun, antok-antok ang lola mo, na pa, Diyos ko, the super lamon kasi, parang sinulit ko. Sinulit ko na 1 week ako doon. So, ang tagal ko kasi hindi nakita yung place around my the company. So, ang daming bago, ang daming mga stalls na nagbukas. So, sinabay ko na yung pagod ko sa kain ko kasi, Diyos ko, sabi ko nga sa inyo, parang nag-stress eating ako. So, I tried out everything na pwede kong mabili within my budget. Alam mo yun? Parang, shit, it's a bagong stall. Oh, may ano, may ganito na siya. May Korean kineme na dun sa ano. So, of course, I tried it out. Kasi yung sunod na schedule ko, back to office, I'm not really sure kung kailan, pero more likely, like, around December pa. So, that schedule, I think I can fully prepare myself na, ay, shit, pabalik ulit ako ng office. Unlike dito na parang, hindi ko pa rin talaga matanggap na, pero nakasurvive naman ako. And, tripling pag-iingat. Oo, yun nangyari. Kasi, of course, Diyos ko naman, sino pa bang makakaalam ng epekto ng COVID, kundi ako lang din mismo, dahil naranasan ko na. So, thankfully naman, no, yung company namin is very thorough sa kanilang cleanliness, oo, dun sa aming ano, anong tawag dun? Sa aming production floor, o yung mismo pinagtatrabahuhan namin. Magugulat ka na lang, kakapasok mo lang, may sumusunod sa yung staff, kasi isprayhan ulit yung handle, yung door handles, which is like a good thing, no? Kaya na nakakabother kasi may at maya yung bukas ng pinto kasi kada labas ng tao, ispray din sila, tapos pasok, ispray. Well, okay, hindi mo pwede magstay na lang kayo in one place. Pero yan, hindi ko na, tend man ko na lang kasi they're doing their job naman. And I think that's a good practice kasi they wanna make sure everyone is safe. And we're like around 10 people there. So it's really limited. I mean, excluding the staff, ha? Pero the employees, 10 people lang. Pero, ayun nga. So, parang it's not really a bad thing naman. Pero, stress lang talaga ako yung fact na I have to go there and the gastos. And, alam mo yun, ang daming factors. Kaya nga sabi ko nga, torn nga ako between being thankful and being stressed out. So, ayun. And, excuse me. I'm stressed out these days as well. Kasi, this is gonna be too personal and political. I don't care if you're against my, hindi pala I don't care. Kasi I care. I care for your opinions. I care na dapat maging socially aware kayo sa mga nangyayari, no? So, I have friends, family members, relatives na against between my choice of whom I'm going to vote for president. Excuse me. Hashtag let Lenny lead for 2022. Anyway, so yeah, that's whom I'm going to vote for. And it's sad na you really have to, I don't think I can say bye or goodbye to them. Pero, alam mo yun, yung parang nagkakalamat yung friendship and yung relationship nyo with the family members and your relatives just because you have a different opinion on what will be on what will be the best thing for our country. And I'm really, really not trying to be rude at all. I'm trying to educate them. I'm trying to be more open-minded as to why they decided to support this person. Ganyan. Kasi I'm actually asking them, like, why? Why do you want to vote for him? Why do you want to vote for this person? Like, I'm actually giving you the benefit of the doubt na baka hindi ka lang aware sa mga nangyayari, sa mga nagawa nitong ano na to. Kasi ayoko naman maging close-minded na baka may hindi ako alam, baka may hindi ako nabasa, napanood, na dapat ko mapanood. Pero sa dami ng nabasa, sa dami ng pinanood kong legit, reliable articles and documentaries, parang I can totally say to myself na I'm aware na hindi magandang ehemplo tong gusto nyong iboto. Diba? So, me as a concerned citizen, as a concerned relative of them, as a concerned friend of them, co-workers of them, I tried to inform them na this is whom you're looking up to. He's not a good example at all. Like, of course, we have, I mean, my preferred president has downsides as well. Like, of course, may masasabi ka pa rin. Pero within those presidential lineups, like, how could you compare someone who did really something in this pandemic times to someone who you don't even saw at least one time na may ginagawa within this pandemic, and then bigla na lang magpa-file ng candidacy for president for presidency na parang huh? Okay, let's say yun nga sabi ko, baka kasi baka naman hindi ako aware, baka naman hindi kasi ibinalita sa TV. Alam niya, baka naman hindi kasi nabigyan ng articles, hindi na ano ng mga dyaryo. But I tried to search. Wala eh. And the fact na may mga nakakaaway talaga ako dahil lang hindi nila tanggap yung, I mean, hindi naman ako yung nang-away, no? Kasi sabi ko nga, I don't wanna be rude, I don't want to cut ties with them just because iba yung ano nila. I mean, I'm trying to do my best na i-inform sila na ganito yung nangyayari. Pero hindi, like, super sarado ng utak nila, and parang ikaw, speechless ka na lang, parang, saan nang gagaling yung confidence? Saan nang gagaling yung loyalty na ito? Na parang may naipakita ba? Kasi, guys, to be honest, and hindi ko naman ginagawang secret, no? Kasi, I mean, my family voted for Duterte before. Parang, we're proud DDS before. But that was before. Past tense. Of course, we voted for him kasi baka may change. Kaso wala. Hanyari. And alam mo yun, kaya ka nagre-research ngayon. Kaya ako very open with anong tawag dito? Corrections, informations. Kasi I wanna be sure this time na my vote We'll be going to someone worth fighting for. Diba? And I'm happy na a lot of people are very, very vigilant. Vigilant. May masabi lang. Parang very, very aware na on what is happening right now. That's, I think, the power of social media as well. But at the same time, that's the cons of social media as well. Na whenever you read something on the internet, you tend to believe it without you doing a thorough research about it. And those edited videos, edited articles, fake headlines, ganyan. A lot of people are actually believing it na hindi naman dapat ganun yung nangyayari. So, I suggest right now, do your part as a, you know, concerned, or I mean, kahit hindi na sa bansa eh, kahit alam mo yun, sa sarili mo. Kasi, it's not just being like, makabayan or whatnot. Kasi if, sabi nga ng friend ko, ganito, hindi dahil sa makabayan ako or ano, ganyan daw. Pero the fact na boboto ka, and yung mananalo na yun, kumbaga makikinabang ka kasi dun eh. And gawin mo na lang as a good decision for yourself. Kumbaga, hindi naman dahil mahal mo. Sabi mo, ano ba yung sabi niya? It's not verbatim, pero sabi niya, parang, hindi naman dahil literal na mahal mo yung Pilipinas, pero gawin mo na lang para sa sarili mo. I mean, don't you want a better governance, a better place to live in? Na walang takot, na walang, ano ba yun? Natapos sa itong pandemic na to, just do it for yourself. Hindi para sa ibang tao, hindi para sa mga kaibigan mo, para sa iyo at para sa pamilya mo. Diba? Do your part, do your research, be informed. Kasi wala namang mawawala sa iyo kung magbabasa ka ng legit, reliable resources eh. Manonood ka ng mga documentaries na patunay na ganito talaga yung nangyayari. Or nangyari. Diba? Wala namang mawawala sa'yo eh. You have your resources. You have the internet. You have your data. It's just one click away. Just make sure lang na yung pinapasok mong site, articles, binabasa mo, videos na pinapanood mo is from a reliable source. Kasi nonsense din yung panonood mo, yung pag-check mo if hindi naman from a reliable source yung nanggaling, diba? So, hindi na naman tayo sobrang bobo, no? Hindi na naman tayo para sobrang tanga na hindi malaman kung ano yung reliable at hindi reliable. So, do your part, guys. Do your part na maging mapagmatsyag. Char, sabi nga ni Kuya Kim, di ba? Maging mapagmatsyag. Kasi we don't want another crisis on top of this pandemic na nangyayari sa atin ngayon. Hindi pa ka tayo makaahon na ahon dito sa COVID na to, diba? Tapos dadagdagan pa natin ng another problema. So, might as well be a nice citizen and vote for someone na makakatulong talaga sa atin, sa bansa natin. And, kasi ako, payo ko lang naman talaga sa mga friends ko na ganyan, na hindi nakikinig. Bakit? O una-una kong tanong, bakit? Bakit ayaw niyong makinig? Bakit sobrang sarado ng isip niyo? Like, is this about your ego? Na you have supported this someone before, kaya dapat hanggang dulo, susuportahan nyo pa rin? Ganun? Ganun ba yan? Like, ayaw nyo ba ng change? Diba sabi nga nila, the only constant in this world is change. So, bakit tayo mag, anong tawag dito? Magsisettle for something na hindi naman natin deserve? Na if meron namang way to do a major change, bakit hindi natin gawin? Diba? Huwag nyo naisipin ibang tao. Huwag nyo naisipin na, potay na, hindi ko naman mahal ang Pilipinas. Hindi, isipin mo yung sarili mo. Like, don't you want to live in a place na wala kang magiging problema? You're not gonna be doubtful of the governance, kung saan napupunta yung pera mo, kung saan yung napupunta yung tax na binabayad mo. Diba? Ganun lang yun eh. If you don't wanna be called na makabayan or whatnot, then just vote and do your research for yourself. Wala namang masamang maging informed, diba? So, yun lang, guys. Nakalimutan ko na yung ibang rants ko. Pero, eto lang, no? Ito naman. Magparehistro na kayo, guys. Kung hindi pa kayo tapos, magparehistro na kayo. And get your vaccines. Get your vaccines para maging protected kayo and masaksihan nyo lahat ng mga mangyayari na to up until the next elections. Kasi ayoko naman makabalita na super laban ka for someone na tatakbo for this election and then magkakasakit ka naman. So we don't want that to happen to anyone, no? Any one of us. So be safe. Diba? Get your vaccines and then do your part as a good citizen. Be informed. Be alert, mapagmatsyag. Sabi nga ni Kuya Kim. And do your research. Okay? Naway safe kayo lahat. I really, really do hope na you're doing okay these days, no? So, laban lang. Laban lang tayo mga friendships. I'm not really that sure kung kailan pa yung susunod nitong episode ko na to, no? Kasi nga, wala nga akong energy to do anything. Pero madaldal pa rin ako, pero feeling ko yung mga last 3 brain cells ko, hindi na niya kaya mag-isip ng spontaneously, ang arte. Pero yun niya, I'll try to do my best to do my duty to God and my country. Charot. I'll try my best to update this podcast, no? So, thank you for the plays, the listens. Kasi guys, last check ko, nasa 1.8 plays na ako. I'm so happy. Charot. Yun nga, pero hindi, seryoso. I'm so happy kasi I posted this one sa IG, sa Instagram. Na it took me 4 months. Roughly, to have 1K plays. And then, for just 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1.8 na ako. Diba? Another 8K plays. Which is, I mean, another 800 plays pala, sorry. Oh, it was 8K. Pero yun nga, which is very, very amazing. And ano ba? Very, yun, nakakataba ng puso na parang saan galing itong mga plays na to, no? And thank you guys for supporting, no? Yeah, love ko kayo. Thank you so much for the place. So yan, follow nyo pa rin ako sa IG, Twitter, ang babaeng bakla, and for our Facebook page, ang babaeng bakla as well. So if you have, you know, violent reactions with this episode, char, and if you want to share more about your stories as well, send me a message, send me a DM. I'll try to respond to it as soon as I can, okay? And I'll be publishing this as well as soon as I'm done. It's like around 4 o'clock here. And it's Tuesday. Pero still, it's a Monday shift for me. So, thus, Monday is rant day. Shout out. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. And see you in my next episode. Thank you. Bye-bye.